Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Lobontoni. It's National Dolphin Day. Do you even like dolphins?
I'm Tony Kornheiser. Yes, I do. Especially Don Strock. He was a
dolphin for about 40
years, right? Was he not a backup quarterback for 15 years?
Clipboard, Dr. Clipboard, baby. Yeah, but who's my
favorite
dolphin?
Into his 40s, Mike. I'm sure he played into his
40s.
Don Strock.
Really?
I think so. Man. Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, Luka Doncic's health, James Harden's fit, and Gabe Kapler's defiance of the unwritten rules of baseball. But we begin today with last night's play-in games. Trae Young led Atlanta, passed Charlotte handily, and New Orleans knocked out San Antonio. To make the actual playoffs, on Friday, the Hawks must win in Cleveland, and the Pelicans must win in Los Angeles over the Clippers. So, Wilbon, which team stands the better chance of doing that?
Tony, I think the home teams, well, I shouldn't say that. I think Atlanta will win. And I understand that Cleveland's going to get a boost because Jared Allen's going to try to play it. He's been out for more than a month. And when he was in there, Cleveland, as you said time and time again, was a great story, maybe the best story coming out of nowhere. And they need him. What they do is predicated on interior defense, on size, not playing small ball, going the other way of so many teams that are trending over the last few years. But Atlanta with Trae Young, and he's got a lot going. He didn't even have a great game, right? I mean, he started off like 1-for-9.
That's right.
So I have Atlanta winning that game. And the other game, Tone, I still believe in the Clippers, you know, in T. Lou and Paul George. And I understand that McCollum has really made that work by embracing it. But I think the Clippers will advance. But I think I hope those are two entertaining games and maybe more entertaining than last night's were.
So I agree with you about Atlanta. They have the better chance of advancing. Trae Young is really good. Even with a bad game, he had a lot of assists. He really runs the floor. Trae Young led the NBA in total points and assists. And, you know, we go back to that draft day trade a few years ago, Trae Young and Luka Doncic. And I think if you revisit that now, Mike, it's a little bit closer than it looked 3 years ago, where it looked like Doncic was Trae Young is really good. And this is the same team, Mike, that went to the Eastern Conference Finals last year. So I think they're going to win. And now I'm going to surprise you. I'm going for the daily double. I think New Orleans is going to win. Even without Zion... Because of McCollum, because he's steady, he's smart, he's a real leader. They were 14-14 in the games that he came over, and 1-12 to start the season. I'll be very brief on this. I don't think the Clippers have a real leader. They may have good players. I don't think they have a leader on the floor, and I think McCollum is a leader. So I'll give them a chance.
I agree with that, but it better be Paul George. What the hell are they paying him that much money for if he's not going to be a real leader? But that game, you're right about McCollum, and New Orleans is interesting. They are. Suppose Zion ever gets out there and is able or allowed to play. The Spurs, they will not make the playoffs for the third consecutive postseason after making them for 22 straight. After the game, Coach Greg Popovich was asked whether he plans to return to coach the team for a 27th season. Pop's response, quote, "That question is inappropriate," close quote. Tone. What word would you use to describe that question?
I would use two words, utterly appropriate. Greg Popovich is 73. It's an age that I'm very familiar with. It's my age. Do you know how many times a week people ask me, are you going to quit? Is it over for you? Are you going to leave? I would say 20 times a week. My own family asks me that. Thank God, Wilbon, you don't ask me that, but you might ask me that in a text tonight.
I won't.
So... At Popovich's age, especially coming off a loss and now looking to months of inactivity before he resumes, that's a fair question. His reputation is solid gold. He's got 5 championships. He's got an Olympic championship. He's a Hall of Fame guy. There's no question about that. But the team has been slipping since Tim Duncan left. I don't think they've contended since Kawhi left. I'll bet you that Greg Popovich asks himself that question every day. Is this it for me? Should I think of doing something else? I'll bet you Mike Krzyzewski asks that question of himself for a year. I ask that question of myself every day. I think it's an appropriate question, and I think you do too.
It's utterly necessary, the question. First of all, this talk has been going around the league for some weeks now, if not months. And Tony, look, you know I always, when you say, or other people say, well, Pop is too difficult in these situations on reporters, and I say, forget what Pop says on the record like that. What does Pop say otherwise? And we were sitting with Greg Popovich having dinner, all right? There's no more curious coach I've ever known. He is going to be cantankerous publicly like our dear friend, beloved and late John Thompson was. And you know, who would we rather sit and talk about information, news, who had greater curiosity? So, Tony, Pop would ask this question. He would say to either one of us, if you ask if he's going to retire, because that's the question that needs to be asked. Pop, I understand why he wasn't ready to deal with that in the moments after losing a playoff game, given all that he's accomplished. But it's necessary. You got to ask that question. And Tony, it would surprise me, to tell you the truth, if he comes back. I just think that's this could be it. Who's been greater than Pop? Seriously, come on. But he wasn't ready to deal with that last night. And I understand that.
We move now to the unwritten rules of baseball. The other night in San Francisco, the Giants were up by 9 runs in the second inning over the Padres. Giants center fielder Steven Duggar stole second base. Padres weren't happy about that. They were less happy in the sixth inning when the Giants, still up 9, bunted for a base hit. Padres manager Bob Melvin screamed at the Giants dugout. The next day, Giants manager Gabe Kapler defended it, saying this.
Everybody is competing on a Major League Baseball field. Doesn't make any sense to have one part of the field stop competing and the other part of the field keep competing. I can't think of a reason why that makes sense. Pitcher on the mound is trying to get you out. Batter at the plate stops competing with all of the tools at his disposal. I've never quite understood it. I don't understand it now. And I don't think that the best way to play this game is to take away any of your tools to be successful on a Major League Baseball field.
Wilbon, are you with Melvin or Kapler?
Kapler. I mean, you know, you don't want to have somebody bunt on you or steal on you down 9 runs. Don't be down 9 runs. You know, baseball has become the whiniest of the sports. You know, previously that record, you know, that position held by the NFL, baseball's become unbelievably whiny. All they do is tell you somebody's going to tell you what their unwritten rules are and what you shouldn't be doing. Play the damn game and stop whining. Don't get down 10-1 or 11-2. I mean, what are they supposed to do? Just stop playing? You go to a game now, and if it's supposed to, it could be 9 a run lead in the third inning. You're supposed to just sit there as a fan and watch nothing? You just sort of take away 2/3 of the game because somebody wants to whine about it? I'm tired of hearing that.
So intellectually, I agree with Kapler, and you know my position on football, which is if you don't want me to score, stop me. Your defense is on the field.
Yes.
That's why I like the previous overtime rule. I like that rule. But, and there's always a but, I understand that Melvin is frosted. Not on stealing second. Because you don't go into victory formation in the second inning. I don't care.
That's ridiculous. You want to take a knee? Come on.
But in the sixth inning bunting, I'm sort of surprised that he didn't have a pitcher drill somebody in a can, you know, on the exact next pitch when that went on. So I'm going to give Melvin a lot of credit in this regard. He walked the walk. He didn't want to do what everybody has done for 100 years, which is drill somebody on the other team.
Unwritten rule.
But I see it both ways. By the way, the Padres can really make you nuts, too, with some of the things they do. Let's take a break.
They can. Yeah.
Coming up, just how close is Ben Simmons to returning to the court? We will ask Brian Windhorst.
Stop. We'll also ask him why my man, Doc Rivers, is calling his team's chemistry with James Harden a work in progress. Really? They better get that before they start that series against the Raptors.
You always tell me that I would like Popovich if I split a bottle of wine with him, but he's never invited me to split a bottle.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's electricebikes.com.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Let's get back into the NBA playoff picture with our great friend, Brian Windhorst. Brian, we're going to start with Luka Doncic. The Athletic is reporting that Luka Doncic is expected to miss game one against Utah on Saturday with a calf strain. The team is saying they have not ruled him out. How serious is this injury?
It's serious, and you know who's ruled him out is Vegas, because Vegas has the Jazz installed as the favorite, which means that they don't think he's going to play for a while, and neither do I. I do think he will have a good chance to play in the series, but one way to make sure that he won't is if he comes back too soon and re-aggravates it. This is an injury, a moment that happened on Sunday. By the way, a game he was initially suspended for and then reinstated when his technical foul was pulled. He pulls that calf muscle, and Tony, I think it could change the entire Western Conference playoffs because he could miss a bulk of this series. They could lose, and I thought Dallas was as good of a contender as anybody to play against the Suns potentially in the second round.
Wow, without Luka, man, Dallas could be closer to a lottery team than a deep playoff team. Let's stay with injuries for 500, Wendy. Steve Nash said today that Ben Simmons is doing individual work, but not yet sprinting, which makes me laugh, not yet sprinting. So what are you hearing about the first round? Because if a guy ain't sprinting, it means he ain't playing to my way of thinking.
Thank you, Michael, which is why I was borderline stunned when I checked in on this and was told that they are targeting games 4, 5, or 6, somewhere in that range, for Ben Simmons to make his Nets debut. I mean, my jaw dropped, and I said, is he even playing 5-on-5? And I was told within the next few days. Now, this is a guy who's only ever put on a real Nets uniform for picture day. So, I mean, it's stunning to me that that would be on the board, but I will say that the same folks I've been checking in with have been pessimistic for 2 months. I would check in and they would say, no, week to week, he's a ways away, not close, not close. Then all of a sudden in this last 3 to 5 days, a complete pivot to optimism. So I will report what I am told, that that there's a belief that Ben Simmons could be back in the middle of this potentially huge series with Boston. But boy, will I be surprised if it actually happens.
Yeah, Wendy, I'm glad to hear you and I are joined at the hip in skepticism. Let's stay with more stunning news. To me, it was stunning when Doc Rivers said that James Harden is getting it and that we're a work in progress. Brian, this is not a sentence you want to hear in late April from the Philadelphia 76ers, is it?
This whole situation is a mess for Philly. This is set up for disaster. They slide all the way back to the 4 seed, and instead of getting a team that is hurting, like Chicago, or a team that's not playing their best basketball, like Cleveland, they draw Toronto, who has been way better than Philly down the stretch of the season. And Matisse Thybulle, one of their most important role players, the type of player who can make a difference in a playoff game, has elected not to be fully vaccinated and will not be able to play in those games. So already you got a problem before you even talk about how James Harden is playing, and that is not well. And so this whole table is set for disappointment for Philly. What they do have is that Joel Embiid is playing the best basketball of his career. I was very strongly an advocate of him for MVP. My ballot went in with him on the top line. I believe he can be a difference maker here. But you are asking James Harden to play a level that we haven't basically seen since he's been a Sixer. And I'm not going to sit here and tell you he can't, because he is a Hall of Famer. He is an MVP. And there were segments of this season where he was an unquestioned All-Star. But they're going to need it. They're going to need it, because Toronto isn't messing around. And in my mind, they almost have home court advantage, because they get to play Philly without their full team up there.
All right, Brian, we will get you out of here on this. You have talked about issues relative to the playoffs. We're going to talk about what we talk about every day, the Los Angeles Lakers, who are nowhere near the playoffs. And I will ask you this. Where do you think the Lakers are most likely to go from here, and take that question anywhere you want?
First off, you call all 29 other teams and ask them, is there anything at all that you want to give us for Russell Westbrook? Players your general manager hates, that your coach hates, contracts that you don't like. Give us any players that you can. You call all 29. And when you get told no, you call them back again 10 days later. And then you call them back again around the draft. You exhaust. And I want to underline, exhaust. I don't care who they are. Any two or three NBA players that make the trade rules work that you can get for Russell Westbrook, because LeBron can try to make anybody better, even if it's a ninth man with a bad contract. That is the first thing that you do. And then when you go to your potential coach you hire, you say, okay, here's what we got. But even as I just went through that, I don't think it's going to work. I don't think it's going to work. And so then you got to look yourself stone cold in the mirror and say, do we want to swallow this situation and bring Russell Westbrook back, or do we want to flat out cut him? That is a big, giant, huge thing that they got to deal with. That is complicated and a difficult answer. And I thought maybe Westbrook had played okay the last, 6 weeks of the season, and there was a way forward. And then I heard what he said on his exit interviews on Monday and said, this guy isn't invested in making this work. So getting rid of Westbrook, to me, and figuring out some way to move forward from there, is more important than anything, including who they hire as head coach.
Thank you, Brian, as always. Thank you.
Brian, appreciate you. See you soon.
Take care, guys.
Let's take one last break still to come. What should we expect out of Shohei Ohtani tonight?
And does Pat Bev really deserve a fine for profanity? There better be more than I heard. There better be more than I heard. Or somebody in New York's going to hit some profanity from me. Fining a grown basketball player for profanity? Stop.
I love Brian.
Wendy,
yeah, Brian,
great.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Happy time, people. Happy 47th birthday, Brian Daboll. Daboll is the new head coach of the New York Football Giants, a job where the over-under is currently set at 2 years. Daboll had been an assistant coach in the NFL for over 20 years, starting as wide receivers coach at New England, working his way to offensive coordinator at Buffalo, where he has shaped Josh Allen into a terrific quarterback. Maybe Daboll can do something with Daniel Jones. Daboll is also a character of sorts in Brian Flores' class action racism lawsuit against the NFL. Daboll was actually the former Patriots assistant named Brian that Bill Belichick meant to congratulate on getting the Giants job, but sent a message instead to his other former assistant, Brian Flores, who felt victimized by the hiring process.
Tony, maybe he'll do something in New York, but you know, the Giants have become pretty irrelevant. I mean, it's sort of like the Washington football franchise. Half that division, which I know is close to your heart, that's where you still and I sometimes live, it's just eh. You know, and the Eagles are really up and down, and the Cowboys are overrated. I mean, the whole division is just a hype fest for everybody who's ever played football talking on TV. Hype fest.
No argument. Happy anniversary, Elgin Baylor. This is posthumous, but on this day 60 years ago, the Lakers' great small forward set the record for points scored in one game of the NBA Finals by getting 61 and 22 rebounds in Game 5 against the eventual champions, the Boston Celtics. That Lakers team had Baylor and Jerry West, as great a 1-2 punch as the league has ever seen, but they could never beat Bill Russell. What's noteworthy here is that we're talking about Game 5 of the Finals being played in mid-April. The first true round of this year's playoffs won't begin until this weekend. Talk about the NBA lengthening its playoff format. Wow!
Yeah, I don't care about the length of the playoff format because I love seeing playoffs in basketball like you love seeing in other sports. It can go on forever. What I want to say, though, about Elgin Baylor, he is now the most anonymous great player maybe in American sports. He is the most underrated player in American sports, in basketball by far. Kids don't know who he is, Tony. It more than makes me sad. It makes me angry. The great Elgin Baylor. You know, you watched him. I know how much you loved him.
Yep.
And it's just sad that people have to be reminded and preached to. Elgin Baylor, dopes, look him up.
Happy trails, Allyson Felix, the most decorated women's track athlete of all time, will retire at the end of this track season. The 36-year-old American sprinter has won 11 Olympic medals, including 7 gold. Felix won 13 different world championships in the 200, the 400, and various relays. Felix represented the United States in 5 Olympics, in Athens in 2004, Beijing 2008, London 2012, Rio de Janeiro in 2016, and Tokyo last summer. There she won a gold medal in the 4x400 relay. Felix said, quote, "This year I'm running for women. I'm running for a better future for my daughter. I'm running for you. It's simply about joy."
Tone to me, Allyson Felix, who I got to watch in person a lot at some of those Olympics, is up there with Jackie Joyner-Kersee, Wilma Rudolph, Janet Evans, Simone Biles. You could throw in Michael Phelps, I don't care. With the top American Olympic athletes ever, Allyson Felix is up there in that conversation. Fabulous career.
Correction, I said Don Strock played into his 40s in his final season. He was 38. I was in my 40s in his final season.
He just looked like he was 48.
Maybe my 50s. Quickly to the big finish. Steph Curry told Draymond Green's podcast he's very optimistic he'll be able to play in game one. Your thoughts?
Maybe there'll be a minutes restriction, as Steve Kerr has hinted, but he'll play. Steph Curry, he'll play. If he says he is. Vlad Jr. had 3 homers and a double last night in Yankee Stadium. You impressed?
Oh, he's great. But you know who I saw in Yankee Stadium have 3 homers also in a World Series game?
Yeah.
Reggie Jackson. The NBA fined your boy Patrick Beverley $30,000 for inappropriate statements, including what it called the egregious use of profanity. Does this make sense?
Apparently this took place on social media. I'm not exactly a follower of Pat Bev's social media accounts, okay? Shohei will pitch and DH for the Angels tonight in Texas. I know you're excited.
Yeah, he's a wonder. That's the only word I can use. He's a wonder. Last one. Alex Ovechkin's Capitals face Austin Matthews' Maple Leafs tonight. How many goals are they going to get?
3. Total of 3 goals is my over-under. Where are you going?
I'm going over. We're out of time. We'll try and do better the next time. Michael Kornheiser, happy birthday.
Yeah, how about that? I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, Knuckleheads. You can get the PTI podcast on the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts. I'm going to push, say a total of 3. And now, your sports center.
I didn't buy him a car this year. I bought him a house.
PTI. The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
Throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.